Anthem's been sung, lineups have been read, and we are ready to go here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Greenville, Tennessee. Rain holding off for now, still have dark clouds looming all around us. And hopefully it misses us this entire game. We can get the full ball game in for Fly Boys and the Axemen here on the final day of July. Kicking off the final week of the Appy League season. And pitcher on the mound for the Fly Boys is Brian Yetter out of Marist up in New York. Yetter this season, a 2-5 record, a 7.80 ERA. And one save in 30 innings pitch. He has given up 38 hits, 28 runs, 26 has been earned. Walked 12, struck out 27. A whip of 1.67 on the season. Last time we saw Yetter, well, unfortunately, the wrong end of a comeback. Up 5-0 against Pulaski on Tuesday. On Wednesday. Came in the eighth inning, could not get a single out. Gave up a total of 4 hits, 6 runs. Only 4 of those were earned and walked the batter. That was handed the loss against the River Turtles, but earlier this year against Kingsport on June 24th, Yetter got the win after going just 1 inning, giving up 2 hits, 1 run. Walked 1, struck out 3. That was the game the Fly Boys would walk off 8-7 here at Pioneer Park. Yetter's been up and down a bit this season. See if he has one of those days where he can stay on track. His last start came against Bristol. Back on July 19th, went 4 innings, got 5 hits, 3 runs, walked 3 and struck out 2, so nothing beautiful about those numbers, but my boys ended up getting the win in that ball game. So ready to go as Gunnar Goldsmith steps in to lead off for the Axemen here in the top of the first inning on 7-inning Sunday. Here at Pioneer Park, Sacramento State Hornet will step in tonight to lead off the ballgame. First pitch is in there. Clark called strike on the corner at 5:54 p.m. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Goldsmith bagged 295 on the year with 731 OPS. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Yetter. That one's fouled off and quickly 0-2 on the Goldsmith from Yetter. Yetter trying to work here in 7-inning ball game. You gotta score quick. You have 2 frames taken away from you. You gotta score quick and gotta score often. See if you can get the win here. 0-2 pitch from Yetter. Swung on and missed. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Brian Yetter works quickly. Gets his first strikeout of the day. Here's defensive alignment for your Fly Boys. The catcher is Ian Daugherty. First baseman David Bishop. Second baseman Dub Gleed. At shortstop, Max Mikolaikis. Third base is Jack O'Reilly. We'll tell you about the outfield after Sam Peterson steps in. First time today. That one's hit down the third baseline. Gets by O'Reilly. Goes all the way toward the left field. Peterson's going to head towards second, and he'll be in there standing up with a 1-out double. So just like that. First hit of the ball game after the first strikeout of the game. And there's a runner in scoring position for Ian Riley. Getting you to that outfield for the Fly Boys. Left to right, Andrew Pinkston. Center field, Shamar Dalton. Right field, Kean Saylor. So 1-out double for Peterson. Now brings up Riley, a runner in scoring position. The Dallas Baptist Patriot steps in. Former Cloud County Community College Eagle. Going to score the bunt, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Last night, Riley went 1-for-4 of an RBI, drew a walk, and also struck out once. Pitch coming from Yetter to Riley. So check back on Peterson. Now fires. That one is in there for a strike, 0-2. Yetter has yet to throw a ball today. Struck out the first batter, Goldsmith, on three pitches, and the first pitch was swung at and hit down the third base line by Peterson, and now he's got 0-2 on the Ian Riley. Yeah, he gets the call from Daugherty, will get set, and now fires. And that one's hit high into the air, about a mile up in the air. Going to be a tough play, but calling everyone off, making the catch in center field is Dalton. That will hold up Peterson at second base, and there's two away. Now bring up Jake Perry for the Axemen, the first baseman out of Minnesota. He's been very good at this ballpark this season. Has good amount of RBIs here at Pioneer Park. Grant, it was a high score at 8-7 ball game earlier this season, but came in clutch in that 5-3 ball game that the Flyboys won. Big lead by Peterson at second. Dance between second and third. We'll stop back, and that's the first ball of the day thrown by Yetter, 1-0. Comes with two outs here to top the first inning. They're trying to drive in the first run of the day for the Axemen. Peterson's one-out double. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Yetter. Going to fire back, and good job by Mikolaikis to grab that one, because Yetter, if he was going to miss, that would have been flying out toward the outfield. And there's a lot of speed on this team by the Axemen, and would not be surprised to try to see him go all the way home. Saw Nate Anderson steal home last night. 1-0 pitch. That one's outside for a ball, 2-0. It's been the problem of Yetter from the stretch. He has struggled at times. He has walked some batters and hit batters as well. Lost some control from the stretch this season. I wonder if he can settle down here and hold Peterson over at second base. 2-0 pitch. Going to step off the check on. Peterson's going to walk on back to second. Still a sunny day here, but like we said, a lot of dark clouds around. Rained earlier down the road from us in Morristown and Mosheim, but it's not reached Tusculum yet. 2-0 pitch, swung on a miss, fire from Daugherty to third, bang, bang, play, and he is out trying to steal third! Daugherty guns him out, O'Reilly holds on to the ball, and Peterson's gunned out trying to steal third, so Peterson gets the one-out double. Can't do anything with it. Head to the bottom of the first inning. Can the Flyboys take a lead? And then can they hold on to it? We return the Flyboys Broadcast Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Head to the bottom of the first inning. Flyboys and Axemen scoreless after Ian Daugherty guns out Peterson. Trying to steal third base. And now the Flyboys will be on offense, and they have to face one Andrew Lindsay. Lindsay will be attending the University of Tennessee this fall after playing for the Charlotte 49ers this past spring. Lindsay, this is Judd. Shamar Dalton will lead off for the Flyboys here. Dalton did not play last night in the ballgame. Dalton batting .273 on the year and 20 RBIs. Now one misses for a ball from Lindsay, 1-0. Dalton's lone home run of the season came against Kingsport at Hunter Wright Stadium on opening night over the scoreboard in right field. Hasn't hit a home run since then. 1-0 pitch coming from Lindsay. on the corner for a strike, 1-1. One pitch now coming from Lindsay to Dalton. Lindsay sets and fires. Now one's hit up toward shortstop. Casillas handles it, fires the first, and makes the play. And Casillas has done that really all season long to everybody, but especially the Fly Boys. Defensive lineup for the Axemen. Logan Potey, the catcher. First base is Jake Perry. Second base is Maze White. Shortstop, Eric Casillas. Third base, Gunnar Goldsmith. Left to right in the outfield. Kyle Booker in left. Sam Peterson in center. And Ian Riley in right field. Here comes Dub Gleed now. The second baseman from UC Irvine. I think 264 on the season. They'll say that one finds the corner of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Gleed last night went 1-for-3 of a run scored an RBI. It was a sack fly. Put the Fly Boys up 3-0 in last night's ball game. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball in there from Lindsay. Good pitch, and it's now 0-2. Both these pitchers working quickly here. And this is a 7-inning ball game. 0-2 pitch from Lindsay. Allen's chopped over toward White, handles it, fires the first, and makes the play, and there's two away just like that. Now bring up now Aiden Canaday. Designated hitter from Catawba Valley Community College steps in. Nang 261 with 15 RBIs and 15 runs scored. The Fuquay Varina native. Step in with two outs. First pitch from Lindsay. Misses outside. Just a pair. It's 1-0. Canada has started, I believe, on every single Sunday this season. He's been a Sunday guy for the Fly Boys. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's chopped sharply. The third, Goldsmith picks it up, fires the first in time. Heck of a play by this infield of the Axemen to get the 1-2-3 inning. So we head to the second, scoreless here at Pioneer Park. See what the Axemen can do on offense when we return here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score heading to the second inning here at Pioneer Park. As we'll take a look at the Pizza Inn uniform report, Fly Boys back home wearing the navy hats with the Fly Boys logo on the front. The all cream colored uniforms with Fly Boys across the chest and blue and red outline. The blue numbers with the red outline on the back. The Kingsport Axemen, they wear the navy batting helmets, but the solid blue hats. More of a royal blue there with the Kingsport K on the front. Orange jerseys with Kingsport across the chest and white with a blue outline. The white numbers with a blue trim and the white pants for the Axemen. That's your Pizza Inn uniform report. Jake Perry back up again. If you're wondering why is he up, well, that's because Sam Peterson gunned out trying to steal. Third base while Perry was at the bat, and that ended the inning. See what Perry can do, leading off top of second. Yetter out for another inning of work. That one is low for a ball, 1-0. Very tall body out of Minnesota, 6'5", 200 pounds. 1-0 pitch coming. That one's chopped over toward first base. Stays fair and running over and making the play is Bishop. Another ground out. So neither team been able, well, Fly Boys especially, they have three ground outs in the inning, but recently have not been able to hit one into the air. Only balls lofted into the air were that double by Peterson. I mean, that double by Peterson wasn't even lofted in the air. That was a down the line. Only ball's been hit in the air tonight was that fly out by Ian Riley in shallow right center field. Kyle Booker steps in there for a strike, 0-1. Booker from University of Tennessee last night. Booker went 1-for-3 with drew a pair of walks. That was in there for a strike, 0-2. It was also caught stealing on a good pickoff move by Finn Wall. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming quickly from Brian Yetter to Kyle Booker. Sets and fires, and that one checks swing, misses low. Blocked by Daugherty, 1-2. Clouds still rolling in here, but no threat of rain just yet. But that threat's going to be here basically all evening long. 1-2 pitch. Well outside, 2-2. Now Booker's battled back to even up the count. They've got one weather app saying rain may form in the next 2 hours. You have one saying it won't happen until 7:45. So it is about 2 hours, though. So I guess both are technically accurate. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, and that's three straight balls by Yetter to run the count full. Yetter can avoid issuing his first walk of the night. It's a payoff pitch with one out from Yetter. Check swing. They'll say Booker goes around. That's a strikeout. Second of the day for Yetter. That's two outs now here in the top of the second inning as Kendall Diggs steps in. The Arkansas Raider back. That's now two strikeouts for Yetter. He'll look for a 1-2-3 inning. And we talked about the issues with two outs for the Fly Boys of getting out of innings. See what they can do here. First pitch to Diggs, and therefore a strike, 0-1. Solid crowds come out for the Sunday fun day game. Despite the weather and despite the early start, glad to have them here. 0-1 pitch. Well, outside 1-1. Of course, Military Appreciation Night. Thank all of our men and women who have served in the armed forces or continue to serve. To this day, thank you for all you do. And without them, we wouldn't be able to play this game or have freedoms here in the greatest country on earth. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Now 1-2. Yetter looking for back-to-back strikeouts. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Would have retired four straight batters. That's the lone hit of the day for either side early in this one. 1-2 pitch to Diggs from Yetter. Hit off the end of the bat. Will bloop out toward the outfield. That's going to be extra bases. Diggs rounds first. Pinkston picks it up. Will throw it toward third base. Second double of the day for the Axemen. And again, two out hitting has been the Achilles heel for the Flyboys defense. First two out hit of the day. Allowed as Maze White steps in. The future UAB Blazer will step up to bat for the Axemen. Transferring Florida State. For wondering why I'm laughing, we have a video board out here, and you may be able to see it if the ball is hitting the play. Put up funny pictures as Matthew Palazzo. They decided to put up me, so I am Maze White now. So, Maze, you better hit a home run right here. I'm just saying. Here's the first pitch from Yetter in their first strike, 0-1. Last night, Maze White went 0-for-4, but did have a run scored. Struck out once, did reach on an error. Got away the third on another error by Collins, and they came around to score off that home run by Casillas. 0-1 pitch. The White swung on and missed, 0-2. So not making the profile picture proud. But Yetter looking to get the strikeout to end the inning. I say that is a good-looking guy on that Greenville Pioneer Park scoreboard. 0-2 pitch from Yetter, and he gets Maze White to chase it. And that strikeout ends the inning. So Maze White can't make your broadcaster's face frown on the video board, but big time play for Yetter as he gets the strikeout, his third of the ball game, and another runner gets the scoring position, and Kingsport leaves him stranded there. At the bottom of the second, can the Fly Boys score some runs? We return the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to 500.
Game heading to the second inning now. Fly Boys had three straight ground balls in the first inning. Look to get a ball out of the infield as Ian Daugherty steps up. Daugherty had a chance to win it for the Fly Boys last night. Walk it off in the extra inning frame and ground it out to Casillas to end the ball game with two outs, runs at second and third. In that extra inning frame. Has hit a home run, though, against Kingsport this season. That one gets in there for a strike 0-1. That was the last time these two teams played. On a seven-inning Sunday, 2 weeks ago here at the ballpark at Pioneer Park. 0-1 pitch as Lindsey works quickly. Misses outside 1-1. A little bit of a Nestor type of spin move there. He's kind of frustrated himself. Newsy hand slipped off on that one. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat, and that's foul. And that might be the hardest hit ball of the day for the Fly Boys in this ball game. 1-2 pitch coming from Lindsey to Daugherty. Trying to retire his fourth straight batter. 1-2. That one's hit high into the air. And even that one doesn't get out of the infield. A little blooper toward Jake Perry at first base. And there's now. One away. Now we have Max Mikolaikis, who has not recorded a hit since last Sunday against Bristol. He came in to score what was the winning run off an RBI single by Brock Daniels in the first, a 1-0 win. Since then, he has drawn a pair of walks and has an RBI on a ground out as that first pitch comes in for a strike, but has not reached base via a hit in a while. His batting average has dipped down to .348, was as high as .427. That one misses outside for a ball 1-1. Against Pulaski, after he drew a walk in the first inning, was gunned out trying to steal second to end the first inning. 1-1 pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 1-2. Lindsey working very quickly here, and now is ahead 1-2 again. See what Mikolaikis can do here. No strikeouts yet for Lindsey, but trying to change that. Hasn't allowed a hit. Something ball game, you can ill afford to have your offense go cold. That one's a rip foul to the backstop. Bounces all the way back toward Lindsey. We'll pick it up off the bump and throw it back toward the Greenville dugout. More clouds rolling in. This is the only time, maybe, you need to document it. There's actually wind at Pioneer Park for the third time this season. 1-2 pitch. Skips by way past the catcher, Poteet, and goes to the backstop 2-2. Wind blowing out towards center field. And normally when these games start about 7 o'clock, there's no wind at all. With the threat of rain all the afternoon, wind has picked up considerably. Swung on and miss, and Lindsey gets his first strikeout of the day, now 2 away. He's retired the first 5 batters he's seen as the future Tennessee Vol. Coming up, Jack O'Reilly, and O'Reilly's having a good season so far. Looking at the first hit of the night for the Fly Boys, batting 3-10 of the year, 27 RBIs, the Villanova Wildcat from Villanova, Pennsylvania. First pitch to O'Reilly is outside for a ball 1-0. Last night, O'Reilly went 0 for 3 by a sack fly in that ball game against the Axemen. 1-0, that one's chopped right toward White. Handles it, fires the first. A low throw, but Perry's able to reach down and grab it. Another 1-2-3 inning. As the Fly Boys have yet to have a ball leave the infield. We move to the third inning. Still no score. Another defensive battle brewing between these two rivals. We return on 7th inning Sunday on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Moving to the third inning, and we'll look around the Appy League, and it'll be very brief. This is the only game happening. Every other game, Elizabeth and Johnson, they tried to play, and God bless Reese Lennon and Andrew Smith for trying to get a broadcast outside at Johnson in the rain, and yeah, it wasn't happening today. That game postponed. This was supposed to be a doubleheader. Danville and Princeton canceled. Pulaski-Bristol canceled as well. Bluefield and Burlington, so for the third time this week, it's just the Sock Puppets and the Fly Boys able to play today as Burlington and Bluefield getting ready to start. They have just started up in Burlington, North Carolina. As Logan Poteet steps in, the future Vanderbilt Commodore. Watch the first pitch, strike 0-1. Poteet had to come in for an injured Shea McGahan last night. Did admirably 1-for-2 with a run scored. That hit was a double. See what he can do here, getting the start. That one's fouled off toward the netting, 0-2. Logan Poteet has the Logan Paul profile pitcher. And technically the future, the now WWE star Logan Paul, if you saw that last night. WWE's annual SummerSlam up down the road in Nashville. That one's hit off the end of the bat toward right field, and it will go foul. And off the bullpen. If it was straight, would have been down for at least a hit, possibly an extra base hit. Would have been in trouble for Keegan Saylor. Would not have quite gotten out of the ballpark. From Powell, Tennessee, just outside Knoxville, is Poteet going to Vanderbilt. 0-2 pitch. That one's in there. Call strike three. Brian Yetter has struck out three of his last four batters face and has struck out four today. I'll bring up, however, Aaron Casillas, who is the fourth in the side for the Fly Boys this season, the Cal Poly Mustang. Last night went 2-for-3, a 3-run score, 2 RBIs. That was a 2-run homer over the left field fence. First pitch to him, gets to the corner for a strike, 0-1. Had that walk-off bunt single on opening night to win the ball game for the Axemen, and it's just been phenomenal. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. So Yetter now working quickly here. An 0-2 count. On to Casillas. Yetter sets, fires. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat. Mikolaikis can't find it and will find it at the last minute. Looks straight in the air, and Mikolaikis had the run over. And just lean his hand glove out and found it in his bread basket to get the out. And Casillas, all he can do is kind of chuckle at that one. That one kind of jammed him up a bit. And almost was able to sneak in and get another hit against the Fly Boys. Now bring up Gunnar Goldsmith. He struck out his first time up back in the first inning. Skeeter looks for the first 1-2-3 inning. But he's only given up two hits. Both were doubles by the Axemen. in this scoreless ball game. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. First pitch missed for a ball, 1-0. It's going to be which team can take advantage of a mistake. That's how it was last time these two teams played on a seven-inning Sunday. It was 2-0 going to the seventh inning, and the Fly Boys hit a home run in the bottom of the seventh. That one missed outside for ball 2-0. Because of that, game was tied, and the Fly Boys walked off in the extra inning frame. 2-0 pitch. This is outside, 3-0. Now Goldsmith looks to draw a two-out walk. Again, two outs have been the problem for the Fly Boys tonight. Well, not just tonight, this season. They gave a double last inning with two outs. 3-0 pitch. That one misses. Four-pitch walk to Goldsmith. First walk of the day issued by Yetter. Now, Sam Peterson, who hit a bases-clearing double and a home run against you earlier this weekend, and has a double tonight. One well-hit ball could bring home the first run of the ball game. Goldsmith. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. All right, first, Peterson was picked off trying to steal third by Daugherty. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. With this wind, somebody gets a well-hit ball, a ball that's normally a pop fly in this ballpark, that's going to get out here, and it's going to get out in a hurry. 0-1 pitch, going to fire back the check on Goldsmith, and back in time. Park is similar to another South Atlantic Conference park. That would be the Silver Diamond Baseball Complex down in Jefferson at Carson Newman, where there's a windy day. 0-1's in there for a strike, 0-2. The ball is going to carry. Granted, Carson Newman Stadium might be having one of the smallest left fields in all of Division II baseball. Has a giant green monster, but if you get a hold of one and the wind's blowing, it's gone. Yetter looking not to worry about that now, looking for his fifth strikeout of the day. Has an 0-2 count, two outs on Peterson. Yetter gets set, fires. That one's held in the bat, foul, and out of play. Difference here is that stadium over in Jefferson City is kind of on a is also in a little bit of a valley, but that valley is created by the stadium. Sits on a hill next to the old Mossy Creek. And because of the layout, that left field is only about 325 feet. 0-2 pitch to Peterson. In the dirt, gets by Daugherty. That will allow Goldsmith to advance. And now for the third time today, the Axemen have a runner in scoring position. But Kingsport today is 0-for-2 of runners in scoring position. Anything to the outfield, if it gets down, is going to score the first run of the ball game. Brian Yetter's been able to get out of these jams so far in this contest. 1-2 pitch coming with two outs from Yetter to Peterson here in the top of the third inning after Goldsmith advanced on the pass ball. 1-2, break ball misses high, and now deuces wild to the Iowa Hawkeye. Yetter looking to avoid issuing his second straight walk and allowing the inning to continue for the Axemen as Ian Riley is on deck. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Yetter to Peterson. Yetter fires. That one's hit toward the left field. Going to be a tough play. Gets down from Pinkston. Goldsmith's going around third. The throw to the plate is cut off. And that is an RBI single with two outs. And the Axemen take a 1-0 lead. We had a feeling that getting these well-hit balls today, the Axemen with that high-scoring offense were going to break through at some point. And the RBI single by Peterson, the first non-extra base hit of the day for the Axemen. And with two outs, once again, the four in the side for the Fly Boys and 1-0 lead for Kingsport. Ian Rye steps up. He flew out the center field. Scheller right center field. First pitch chops off the end of his bat. Yetter picks up bare hand, throws the first. What a play by Brian Yetter. Holy cow, Brian Yetter falling off his backside. Bare hands it, throws it to first. That's phenomenal, but it comes a batter too late as the Axemen take a 1-0 lead off the RBI single by Peterson. We head to the bottom of the third. Fly Boys need to get some runs. Haven't gotten a hit yet. Come back on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Kingsport up 1-0 and to the bottom of the third inning. Fly Boys still looking for their first batters. Fly Boys have had struggles on offense on 7-inning Sundays. 0-2 is check swing, goes around the sailor, and he strikes out in 3 pitches. That's Lindsey's second strikeout of the evening. Coming up, David Bishop. Bishop did last night an absolute moonshot. His second of the year, over the left field fence, solo shot. That put the Flyboys up 2-0 last night. See what Bishop can do here at his home ballpark. Has not hit a home run at home this season, but only has 2. First pitch, breaking ball misses for a ball 1-0. Hit the other one at TVA Credit Union Ballpark, Johnson City. Place that has legitimately 20 feet high walls and somehow got it over the wall. 1-0 pitch from Lindsey to Bishop. Misses for a ball 2-0. Not allowed a base runner yet, has Lindsey. He's retired his first 7 batters of the ball game. Fly Boys have been no-hit once this year, also in a 7-inning game against Elizabethton. 2-0 swung on and missed, 2-1. Jackson Holmes for that no-hitter. Also against Dylan Cumming of Burlington, only got 1 hit, and that was a play that could have been ruled an error. It was Jack O'Reilly, a little blooper. I was bobbled by the third baseman. Riley was able to reach on a close play. 2-1 pitch from Lindsey to Bishop here in the bottom of the third. That one finds corner of the strikes and now 2-2. Lindsey's battled back. Lindsey has not allowed a single base runner in this one. That was a 1-0 lead. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him to chase. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lindsey. He has also struck out 3 of his last 4. As Andrew Pinkston steps in, and Pinkston is a guy we haven't seen in a while for the Fly Boys due to, of course, just different starting lineups. And it's kind of moving around. The Northwestern Wildcat steps in. First pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0. Pinkston last played on July 23rd against Bristol, where he had a good day. Went 2-for-4 with 3 runs scored. That one's shot back toward Lindsey. Lindsey sells in, fires the first, and almost off the bag was Perry, but he recovers. And through the first 3 innings, Andrew Lindsey's retired. The first 9 batters he has seen, and the Fly Boys haven't hit a ball out of the infield. See what happens here when we continue. To the fourth inning we go. Fly Boys down 1-0 on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fly Boys down 1-0 entering the fourth inning, and fans, only 3 home games left for the Fly Boys. And whenever you're at Pioneer Park, stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm, the official hot dog of the Greenville Fly Boys. Doubleheader on Wednesday against Bluefield near Pioneer Park, starting at 5:30 p.m. Then fan appreciation night on August 4th. Yeah, this one's at 7. That's the only 2 home dates left. They'll be playing 3 games. Jacob Perry steps up. He grounded out to Bishop his last time up. First pitch gets in there for a strike from Yetter. Yetter's been phenomenal, just giving up those timely hits, unfortunately, for the Axemen. That's why they're up 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. That one misses. Ball in the dirt, 1-1. We said the Fly Boys have struggled on Sunday, even on this past Sunday in the game. They won 1-0 over Bristol. It was a 1-1 pitch from Yetter. That one missed outside, 2-1. Fly Boys only recorded 4 hits. They got an RBI single in the first inning and didn't score again. They were shut down on offense after that first inning. That one misses low. Yetter almost falls off the mound. And he'll recover. 3-1. He laughs a little bit. With his catcher, Ian Daugherty. 3-1 pitch coming from Brian Yetter. Made a fantastic play to end the third inning. Falling off the mound. 3-1 pitch. That one's golf swung, and it just goes foul at the last minute. That would have been a tough play for Bishop, and that would have been similar to the double by Peterson back in the first inning. Payoff pitch coming from Brian Yetter, Jacob Perry. Yetter gets set, and he fires. That one flies the corner, called strike 3. Brian Yetter, 5th strikeout of the evening. That starts off the 4th inning for the Flyboy defense. That one just found the corner. Perry did not like the call. Yetter gets it on the corner as Kyle Booker steps in. He struck out his last time up. Well, 3 pitches, and that first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. I believe Yetter, Blankenship, Brighty, and Willett are available. Fly Boys today, 1-0 pitch. That one's hit, fouled. Gets near the first base coach. Tyrell Harris. 1-1 pitch coming from Yetter to Booker. Yetter gets set and fires. That one's chopped high, and this time Harris can't make the catch. Tyrell Harris can't make the catch. He's doing push-ups on the coach's box to Rick up for it, and he gets a clap from the stands here. As Harris makes the error. Call that what, an E10 maybe? 1-2 pitch coming from Yetter. It off the end of the bat and foul out of play. At this point in the season, you're just kind of having fun right now. Of course, Kingsport, you want to continue to win. You want to continue to get better, but with a championship game decided, Kingsport knows where they're headed on August 8th. My boys will just play until August 6th. Their final game of the season. 1-2, that one's hit. Tormika Likas runs over, makes the catch, fires the first, close play, and just in time by about half a step. Good throw by Mika Likas on a tough play. And there's 2 away. We've seen some fantastic defensive plays from both sides in this one, really this entire series. That's why it's just a 1-0 ball game. The Fly Boys don't have a single hit or have a single base runner has reached. Yeah, as Diggs steps in, Diggs kind of talking to Ian Daugherty and chuckles a bit. Diggs doubled his last time up, but was stranded there after Mays White struck out to end the second inning. First pitch from Yetter with 2 outs. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. My boy's been no hit once this year. We've not seen a perfect game in the Appy League yet. Just want to throw that out there. 0-1 pitch. That one is in the dirt, 1-1. And again, once we head to the bottom of the fourth, we're going to be halfway through this ball game. Just a 7-inning ball game here on 7-inning Sundays in the Appy League. So we're looking for the sweep over Greenville and to even the season series at 5 apiece, wins apiece. 1-1, that one's hit sharply over toward Gleed. Fires the first, makes the play. 1-2-3 inning. And the Axemen are held off the board. But can the Flyboys get a base runner on? That's the million-dollar question right now as Andrew Lindsay continues to go to work. We'll see what happens here the second time around for the order and to the bottom of the fourth inning on Flyboys Broadcast Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Flyboys down 1-0. I've yet to have a single base runner reach today, thanks to Andrew Lindsay, who is gone. 3 innings, giving up 0 hits, struck out 3. Flyboys haven't hit a ball out of the infield yet. And a pop, only have one pop fly today. That was to the first baseman, Perry, back in the second inning. Every other out has been a ground out or a strikeout. Jamar Dalton steps in, ground out to Casillas. Back in the first inning to start the ball game. First pitch. Finds Core for a strike, 0-1. Like we said, the Flyboys have been no hit before on a Sunday. That came against Elizabethton earlier in the year as that one finds Core for a strike, 0-2. Got one hit against Burlington a couple weeks ago up in North Carolina. A play that probably could have been ruled an error. That was a bang-bang play by the third baseman for the Sock Puppets that day. 0-2 pitch, break ball misses for a ball, 1-2. Just want to get ahead, I think, right now. We're going to fly boy and see what you can get on offense after Yetter has been very good today in this start. 1-2 pitch, that one's chopped foul. Bunkley, Antoine Bunkley looks at the ball go by him, and it's now 1-2. It rained for maybe 3 seconds between innings, and the sun's back out. Dark cloud over us. But, again, that rain looks like it's going to hold off. 1-2. That one's ball. That was in there for a strike. 3 and just missed for a ball. Logan Pote thought that was a strikeout. And I think everybody in this ballpark did as well. So, Jamar Dalton gets new life with a 2-2 count now. And Lindsay gets set and will fire. That one's off the end of the bat. So, as long as that bat that Lindsay has faced today, he has been working very quickly. The future Tennessee Vol, former Charlotte 49er. He'll find himself in Knoxville this fall. 2-2 pitch. Hit down low. That gets through. First hit of the ball game. Shamar Dalton, a leadoff single here in the top of the fourth. And maybe that gets you going if you're the Flyboys offense. Flyboys won't be no hit today. You can breathe a sigh of relief if you're the Flyboys coaches, especially if you're hitting coach Wes Stone. Took him a one time for the lineup and finally get a hit. As now Doug Gleed steps in. He ground up the second his last time up. And now you have Dalton at first, who has 4 stolen bases on the season. See what Lindsay does from the stretch for the first time today. That one misses low for a ball, 1-0. Lindsay allowed 6 hits against Pulaski, but only 1 run in his last start. So see what happens here. Lindsay from the stretch, first time today, and getting close toward the heart of the order. 1-0 pitch, check swing. They'll say Galiga's around for about the first, and just in time, Perry tags Dalton out. That was by about half a step. Perry tagged him out. Got on his right hand. A great throw from Logan Poteet. He was a star over at Powell High School, and that's why he's going to one of the best teams in the SEC in the country. As he guns out Dalton, so there you go. Flyboys get a runner on, just like that, he's off. Now a 1-1 can't pitch with one out to Glee. That one's outside 2-1. Just some great defense by the Axemen today. And it really has been all series and clutch situations. 2-1 pitch. Off the end of the bat, Glee going to hang up toward right field and will be caught by Riley. And it takes 11 batters, but the Flyboys finally hit a ball to the outfield. But it is caught by Riley. So now two outs and nobody on for Aiden Canada after Dalton was picked off at first base. Canada grounded out to third base to end the first inning, his only time up today. Lindsay throwing a gem right now. First pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Canada has to reset after that one. He walks out and kind of frustrated. Maybe frustrated that one got in there for a strike. Strike's on a little bit wider today. And it has been from the home plate umpire. That's in there for a strike, 0-2. Caleb Cador. Seen two runners picked off at third and first base by the catchers today. One by Logan Poteet, one by Ian Daugherty. 0-2 pitch from Lindsay. It was high for a ball, 1-2. Big defensive plays really on both sides, and it's just the RBI single by Peterson after the walk and then the pass ball allowed Goldsmith to get the second. 1-2 pitch. That one's off the end of the bat and will bloop out of the ballpark in toward the stands. Luckily, no one sitting in that area. 1-2. Still a good crowd here for a Sunday where it's been raining all day, but the sun is out right now. Like we said, hopefully that rain will hold off and can play this full ball game. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lindsay gets his fourth strike out of the game. Flyboys get their first hit, but Dalton is picked off at first base, and Flyboys can't do anything with it. Already in the fifth inning here as we continue to roll along at Pioneer Park on 7-inning Sunday on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Flyboys down 1-0 to Kingsport Axemen on a 7-inning ball game, heading to the 5th inning. And fans, whenever you're at Pioneer Park, get yourself a nice, cold Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. 2012, Wicked Weed's and Push the Envelope. Crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park at your local retailer today. Only one more Thirsty Thursday left this season. That'll be this Thursday, August 4th. That's also a fan appreciation night. Flyboys take on the Bluefield Ridge Runner in their final home game of the season. Come on out, get yourself $3 20-ounce beers presented by Coors Light with refills on those 10-ounce Mason, well, those 20-ounce Mason jar glasses. Those are collector's items. You don't want to miss those for sure. Maze White will step in as he struck out his first time up to end the second inning after Diggs got a two-out double. First pitch from Brian Yetter is swung on and missed, 0-1. Yetter has gone four innings, going to the three hits, the one run. Walked one, but struck out five. He has been very good today as Yetter. That one breaks in, finds the corner of the strike zone, 0-2. O-2 pitch coming from Yetter to White. Yetter gets the sign and will deliver. Allen's off the end of the bat toward foul territory. Bishop chases after it and cannot find it, goes out of play. That would have been a tough play for sure, but it kept hanging up, going, and the wind now shifting, blowing toward right field, blew it out of the field of play. Only the game in the Appy League being played, Bluefield and Burlington, the Sockpuppets, and the Ridge Runners are scoreless in the bottom of the second, but Burlington has runners at first and second with one out in that one. 1-0 leading already in the top of the fifth for Kingsport. 0-2 pitch, chopped up the middle toward Doug Lead. Handles it, fires the first just in time. A little bit of a low throw. But is able to make the play is Bishop, and it's just been some great defensive plays by both sides today. Doug Lead's made some of those. Brian Yetter made a great fielding play. Max Mikolaikis, and then you have Daugherty gunned out a runner. Then on Logan Poteet, gunned out one runner earlier today, also a great play by Aaron Casillas once again. So Logan Poteet steps in. He struck out his last time up. And first pitch swinging in foul territory. Deja vu. Bishop will run over, and he can't find it in time. That one he had more of a chance on, but bounced on the warning track and just kept going and going. And that wind blowing toward right field. Now it's 0-1 on the Logan Poteet as he'll step in. When you play at Powell High School, that is a school that has won state championships. It's made it to several others. Produce a lot of great athletes, not just baseball, but football as well. 0-1 pitch. That one missed for a ball, 1-1. Of course, committed to Vanderbilt University down in Nashville, one of the top teams in the SEC of the past few years. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball gets out of the way, 2-1. Had a rough season this past year, the Commodores. First time, really, didn't see Vanderbilt in the NCAA tournament. First time you haven't seen him in Omaha in the past few years, too. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him the chase on the breaking ball. Now 2-2. No action in either bullpen for each side. And why not? I mean, Lindsey and Yetter have done phenomenal in this ball game. 2-2 pitch from Yetter. That one misses low. Yetter fell off the mound. Reset 3-2. Again, a humid day. Hasn't rained yet. Just a very humid day, and Yetter kind of recovers there. Now, payoff pitch coming to Poteet. Yetter trying to avoid issuing his second walk of the ball game. Payoff pitch to Poteet. That one just misses low for a ball, and Poteet draws a one-out walk. Second walk of the day issued by Yetter. And the last time Yetter issued a walk, that runner Goldsmith came around with a score. Now here comes Aaron Casillas. And we know the damage he can do against the Fly Boys. He flew out to Mikolaikis back in the third inning. On a play where Mikolaikis could just found the ball in his bread basket in the last time, the last second, pardon me. One out, Poteet at first base. Fish to Casillas, missed for a ball, 1-0. Casillas transferring to Cal Poly after playing this past season at CSU Bakersfield. So he's staying in the state of California. 1-0 pitch, chopped over toward O'Reilly, fires to second base for one, fires the first, double play! Bishop was off the bag, what they'll say! At the last second, Bishop could not tag the bag, and they'll say that is a fielder's choice. That's a close play for sure. And for the second time this series, Bishop is on the other end of a close play at a plate. Bishop ran over Chris Sabo earlier in the series, probably scored, but said no to the same crew. And this time they say Bishop didn't get on in time. That time was a lot more clear, fielder's choice. Allows Casillas to reach, and the inning continues. That's a heck of a play by O'Reilly, though, to get the lead runner. Looking at the replay here, Yeah, ooh, that's very close. Couldn't quite tell from here, but live it looked like he did not. I was pulling the bags. Goldsmith swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. Goldsmith drew a walk, came around to score. Off the RBI single by Peterson his last time up. I was back in the third inning, so look to extend this lead. New life given to the Axemen. 0-1, that one's outside, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming from Yetter to Goldsmith with two outs. Casillas at first base. It's fielder's choice. That'll be in the bat foul and a strikeout by Yetter. Can one 2 pitch coming from Yetter to Goldsmith. Two outs. After the inning continues, after the fielder's choice, Bishop couldn't quite get his foot on the bag at first base. Yetter calls time to reset. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Yetter, big time strikeout to hold the Axemen off the board. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Flyboy is down 1-0. We return. Looking for some offense here on the Flyboys. Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveBetterScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveBetterScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveBetterScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still a 1-0 lead for the Axemen as Andrew Lindsay out for another inning of work. Ryan Yetter got a big-time strikeout again, his sixth of the night to end the top of the fifth inning. As again, Daugherty steps in. Daugherty flew out to first base his last time up. Only one hit tonight for the Flyboys. That was Shamar Dalton last inning, and he was gunned out first base by Poteet. That one's off the end of the bat and foul. 0-2. Flyboys have hit two balls to the outfield. That little single by Dalton rolled all the way to right field, and then the fly out by Glee in the fourth inning to right field as well. 0-2 pitch. That one's chopped foul toward the dugout, and oh, Kingsport can't make the play. Gotta make that one. That one's an easy one, the little blooper towards you, and just dropped. 0-2 pitch. Lindsay Daugherty. This is high for a ball, 1-2. Two pitch now coming as Lindsay will try to keep this great start. 1-2 pitch. That one's fouled off. Daugherty just got a piece of that one to stay alive. That's the ball fouled off the backstop. See what Daugherty can do here. And no long at bat for Lindsay, but again, only a 7-inning ball game. Feel like he could go the distance today. 1-2 pitch from Lindsay. Misses high, 2-2. There is some action in that Flyboy bullpen, a.k.a. some pitchers have started to move around a bit, but Yetter has done well his start. 2-2 pitch. That one's going to plunk Daugherty in the back. Tried to get out of the way. Broke down him in the back of the helmet, and now a base runner on. Second base runner of the day for the Flyboys. First batter to be hit by a pitch this afternoon. It's Daugherty, and now Max Mikolakis steps in. Struck out his lone time up. Did the future Arizona Wildcat. Went at Hopkins High School up in Wayzata, Minnesota. Now will be a teammate of Cameron Liberte. That one misses for a ball 1-0. Mikolakis can come through big here if he can get Daugherty over to second base. Be the first player for the Fly Boys to get the second would be Daugherty. 1-0 hit high into the air in foul territory. Perry looks for it toward the wall, and now go about three rows up into the stands. Perry was going to try to jump over, similar to a Steve Bartman-esque play. Luckily, no fans. They were out of the way by that point. The ball just kept going and going and going and finally got out of field of play. 1-1 pitch coming from Lindsey to Mikolakis after Daugherty was plunked on the back of the helmet. He stands at first base. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. That one misses. Throw from Potsy, and Daugherty back in time. He's safe. Called that one a strike. And 2-1. Coming to Mikolakis. Poteet couldn't gun out Daugherty. Lindsey gets set. It's a long time. We'll fire. That one's off the end of the bat. Toward left field. Ball keeps going, but it is caught by retreating left fielder for the Axemen in Kyle Booker. He kept running back, was able to find that one, and that's only the third ball hit to the outfield today by the Fly Boys. And there's one away here in the bottom of the fifth for Jack O'Reilly. He grounded out to second to end the second inning. Looks to avoid that here. That would be a double play. My boys have just one hit today. Just had two base runners reach. Daugherty was hit by a pitch earlier this frame. First pitch missed for a ball, 1-0. Couple more home, only two home dates left, three home games left. Doubleheader on August 30 against Bluefield, and then the fan appreciation night on August 4th between the Ridge Runners and the Flyboys. Hope y'all can make it out. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Now on this is outside for a ball, 2-0. Flyboys will go to Elizabethton on Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll go to Danville to finish up the season on the 5th and the 6th. It's in the Otterbots since the first home series of the year, all the way back on June 5th. So it's literally been exactly 2 months since they've seen Danville play. 2-0 pitch. That one's hit toward the outfield. It will get down. Second hit of the night for the Fly Boys. And the ball is bobbled. Throw to third base. Cut off. And because of the error by the center fielder, Peterson, that allows everybody to advance. A single by O'Reilly. And then the error by Peterson allows both runners to advance to third base. And now something cooking for the Fly Boys with runners at second and third and one out for Key and Saylor. The time's going to be called here as Lindsey gives up his second hit of the ball game. As Josh Warner will go talk to his pitcher, Lindsey. Just second hit of the ball game, and then the error by Peterson. He bobbled the ball in the outfield. That let Daugherty get all the way to third, O'Reilly get the second. And now if Key and Saylor can poke one through, that could score at least two runs. Getting the Fly Boys their first lead of the night. So Saylor will step in. He struck out his first time up back in the third inning. So what can Lindsey do here in the first time he's been in trouble all afternoon? Runners at second and third with one out. Infield shifts in. Saylor, first pitch from Lindsey is swung on and missed, 0-1. Saylor did strike out his last time up. On deck, you do have David Bishop, who hit a home run last night against Kingsport. Grant, that was at Hunter Wright Stadium. He does definitely have the power to bring some runs in. A sack fly will work the tie the ball game here. But you want to get that hit to the outfield. It'll bring home two runs. 0-1 pitch. That one shot foul up the Sailor's body. That one wouldn't have scored anybody. The 0-2 pitch coming with one out from Lindsey to Sailor. Looking for a big-time strikeout here to hold the Fly Boys off the board in a 1-0 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. He has four strikeouts tonight, but he hit a batter earlier this inning and then allowed his second hit of the evening. Well, the error allowed O'Reilly to move up the second. 0-2 pitch coming from Lindsey. Swing and a miss, big-time strikeout by Andrew Lindsey as Sailor strikes out for the second time. Now there's two away, so take away the sacrifice. Now you got to hit one to the outfield if you're David Bishop. Bishop hit a home run last night at Hunter Wright Stadium for the Fly Boys. He'll look to do, okay, if he can do so again tonight, that's a 3-1 lead. Anything to the outfield is going to score Daugherty, possibly O'Reilly with his speed as he stands at second base. Big time situation. Can Andrew Lindsey come through for the Axemen like the Axemen defense has done all series this weekend? First pitch to Bishop. Hit up the middle. It will get down. One run scores. O'Reilly's rallying third. Pearson fires to home plate. Not on time. Two run score. Two RBI single for David Bishop. And the Fly Boys lead it for the first time today. Now Andrew Pinkston steps in with a run at first base after Lindsey's Bishop's two RBI single gives the Fly Boys their first lead of the night. Pinkston fouls off the first pitch he sees to the netting. 0-1. So just like that, we wondered which team would make the first mistake. And Peterson's error in the outfield allowed both runners to get in scoring position. Bishop hits one right in the middle. Both runners come in and score. And the Fly Boys take the 2-1 lead and look to extend it here in the bottom of the fifth of this 7-inning ball game. 0-1 pitch coming from Lindsey to Pinkston. That one's hit off the end of the bat. Peterson will look to grab it. It goes to the outfield. Bishop around second. Booker picks it up, throws a second. Lindsey is going to be thrown out, trying to get to second base. So he gets a single, does Pinkston. We'll see how that's ruled. They're going to give him a hit there, but he's gunned out trying to go to second base. Good throw by Booker. But the Fly Boys take a 2-1 lead into the sixth inning. Can Greenville hold off the Axemen as they take their first lead of the night when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network?
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys now up 2-1 as we head to the sixth inning. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why the McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents guide you for every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why'd you ever take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So the Two RBI single by David Bishop. Let's a run score and the fly, let's two, gives in two runs and the fly boys now lead it heading to the sixth inning. And now, Axman have six outs to score two runs. Sam Peterson steps in. Peterson has the RBI single earlier tonight, but Peterson's error allowed two runners to get into scoring position. So it looks to redeem himself here. Now down by one run, that one's fouled off. 0-1. Peterson had a home run against the Fly Boys on Friday and then also had a bases clearing RBI double that won the ball game 8-4 for Kingsport in the first game of this weekend series. That one's hit off the end of the bat toward right field. Saylor keeps looking for it, charges, and will make the grab, and there's one away. Now bring up Ian Riley. Riley 0 for 2, a fly out to center field. And then, of course, grounded out to Brian Yetter, who made a fantastic play, falling on his backside to end the third inning. Riley will step in with one out. Yetter now officially in line for the win for the Fly Boys. Scoring the bunt does Riley and fouls it off. And it's 0-1. Second time Riley's tried the bunt today on the first pitch he saw and fouled it off both times. Riley will step back in with 0-1 count and one out. The Dallas Baptist Patriot transferred from Cloud County Community College. That one just misses for a ball, 1-1. It's 1-1 pitch with one out from Yetter to Ian Riley. Yetter has struck out six today and 5 1/3 innings of work. That one's hit foul, 1-2. And the former teammate of Riley, but also from Cloud County Community College, Alex Diaz, will go down and find it in foul territory. Wild game in Burlington. Bluefield up 5-3 now in the top of the third. And that's 7-inning contest. The only other game going on in the Appy League today. 1-2 pitch from Yetter. Hit towards center field, high in the air. Dalton takes about 5 steps to his left and will make the grab. And there's two away quickly. That's the second time today Riley has flown out to center field. Number up Jake Perry. He grounded out to first and then struck out earlier today. Let's get something going. Again, you're down by just one run at the moment. See what Perry can do here as he steps in with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Yetter sets and fires. Breaking ball finds the corner strike zone, 0-1. Yetter has surpassed his season high with 6 strikeouts. The season high was 4 entering the contest. That one misses for ball, 1-1. Struck out 4 against Princeton on June 15th. And then struck out 4 on July 1st against Elizabethton. 1-1 pitch from Yetter. Goff swung off the end of his foot. Perry will walk around a bit to get that feeling back. Cannot feel good. Now 1-2. Yetter looking for his 7th strikeout of the day. So something about this Fly Boys pitching staff on Sundays. 1-2 pitch coming from Yetter. Now misses low for a ball. Deuces wild to the Minnesota Golden Gopher. Perry steps in. It's a 1-run ball game. Fly Boys up now 2-1. Looking to hold Kingsport off the board. 2-2 pitch. That one misses low. Count runs full. Yetter has walked 2 today. And look to avoid that here. Showing a 2-out walk and giving Kingsport some life with Booker on deck. Here's the payoff pitch from Yetter to Perry. That one misses low, and that is a 2-out walk issued by Yetter. Third walk of the day by Yetter. Now Perry will reach for the first time today, and Brings up Booker. Booker struck out and grounded out. It is only two times up today. As he represents the leading run, tying run stands at first base. The lead run in Booker, if he can get a hold of one here. Top of the six, just a one-run ball game. Fine Boys just took a 2-1 lead off of David Bishop's 2-RBI single. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Booker made a great play. The gun out Andrew Pinkston. After Pinkston got a single with two outs. And he ended the inning as Pinkston tried for a double. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside for a ball 1-1. Nobody in the bullpen for either side. And as I say that, bullpen starting to warm up a bit for Kingsport. See how long Lindsay goes in this one. Granny may only have one more half inning. That one scooped off the dirt, 2-1. Looks like William Shelton out of Lincoln Memorial is warming up in the bullpen for the Axemen. So Lindsay gets in any trouble next half inning. That might be it for the future Tennessee Vol. Bullpen just kind of standing at attention right now for the Fly Boys. 2-1 pitch coming from Yetter to Booker. Hit high in the air. We got out of play. Deuces wild to Booker. Yetter looks to get another big-time strikeout and keep this a one-run lead for the Fly Boys. A 2-1 ball game here in the top of the sixth. Two outs. For the two-out walk issue, the Perry. Yetter gets a sign from Daugherty, and now will come set. Yetter fires. That one's hit off the end of the bat towards center field. Dalton runs over and now caught off by Pinkston. Pinkston makes the grab. Inning over. So the Axemen get a runner to first base. Can't do anything with it. Bottom of the sixth. Fly Boys looking forward to show them insurance runs in this seven-inning ball game. We return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth we go. Fly Boys looking to extend that 2-1 lead after Bishop's 2-RBI single. Gave the Fly Boys the lead in the fifth. What's been a fast-paced defensive ball game. Shamar Dalton got the first hit of the day for the Fly Boys. Back in the fourth inning, but was gunned out at first base by Logan Poteet. Fly Boys looking to extend this lead. Just a one-run lead right now against the Axemen. They had that last night. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Had that last night. Up 6-5 and then gave up a run in the ninth inning. And then went to extras as Will Brown did come in clutch, though, with an RBI double to score Avery Collins on top of the ninth. The game was tied. 0-1 pitched in there for a strike. 0-2. Largest margin of victory in the series this year is 4 runs. That came on Friday by the Axemen. 8-4, and that was a game that was tied entering the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Dalton. Shot over toward Lindsay. Going to be a tough play. Scoops it. Fires the first. And gets the out one away. It's what you need if you're the Axemen. Just need a 1-2-3 inning. As they will have Diggs, White, and Poteet up. Diggs has a double today. Poteet drew a walk, but was out on a fielder's choice. Still, Gleed steps in. Gleed is 0-for-2 today. A fly out and a ground out to his credit. That one skips by completely by Poteet 1-0. Lindsay might be getting tired, though, so you wonder if the Axemen can tie or take a lead to go to the bottom of the seventh. If Lindsay's done, as a pitcher is warming up in the bullpen for the Axemen, that missed outside for a ball 2-0. Like I said, believe that was William Shelton the second warming up. Last time we checked, the Lincoln Memorial rail splitter. 2-0 pitch coming to Gleed. That one's right in there for a strike, 2-1. Canada is on deck. He is 0-2 as well. Looking to get a 1-2-3 inning again is Lindsay. 2-1. That one gets in there for a strike, 2-2. Lindsay works very quickly, and now it's 2-2 on the Gleed. As sun's going behind some clouds, but still some blue sky, and looks like that rain is going to avoid us. Knock on wood right now. 2-2 pitch with one out coming from Lindsay the Gleed. Lindsay gets set, and he fires. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Big-time strikeout by Lindsay. That's his 6th of the evening. Both pitchers have 6 strikeouts tonight. Have only allowed combined 7 hits and 3 runs. Aiden Kennedy steps in. He's 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout to his credit, but looks to get maybe a 2-out rally for the Flyboys here. Trying to put some insurance runs on the board in just a 1-run ball game. First pitch from Lindsay, swung on and missed, 0-1. Kennedy can reach. You do have Daugherty on deck, who was hit by a pitch, came around to score in the 5th inning. So that's a home run this year against the Axemen. 0-1 pitch, misses outside 1-1. That's also key to think about if the ball game goes to the bottom of the 7th inning. You do have Daugherty and O'Reilly. Would have a chance to come up. 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike, and Lindsay a strike away from 7 strikeouts. That would be a new season high. He has tied it with 6. Grant, only 2 outings, but he has been very good today as the future Tennessee Vol, former Charlotte 49er. 1-2 pitch. And that one is dropped by Potee. That's a ball, 2-2. Potee made a great play defensively to gun out Shamar Dalton earlier, but then was out on a fielder's choice when he got on base. 2-2 pitch to Aiden Kennedy with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th. That one misses, almost clips Kennedy's foot, and now the count runs full. This is the first time Lindsay, I believe, has faced a full count today. Has not walked a single batter. Has hit one batter in Ian Daugherty, but that's it. Payoff pitch from Lindsay. And that one misses low. First walk of the day issued by Andrew Lindsay. And Kennedy reaches for the first time. So 2 outs, a full count. Kennedy reaches first. Now Ian Daugherty, he can make you pay. With one swing of the bat to make it a 3-run ball game. If he gets a hold of one, hit a home run last time these two teams played on a Sunday ball game 2 weeks ago to tie it up in the bottom of the 7th. See what Daugherty can do here with 2 outs. The bottom of the 6th inning, a 2-1 lead after Kennedy draws a 2-out walk. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Coach is going down to check on the bullpen for the Axemen, but and if Lindsay can get this out, no need to worry about that. 0-1 count on the Ian Daugherty. Bottom of the 6th inning. 0-1 pitch coming from Andrew Lindsay. Fires. Well outside. Blocked by Potee. 1-1. It's getting a great crowd here on a Sunday. Despite the threat of weather, but luckily it looks like we're going to get all 7 innings in. Just past 7:02. Here in Greenville, Tennessee, on the campus of Tusculum University. 1-1 pitch. It's fouled off, and Lindsay is a strike away from getting out of the jam. One-two pitch coming. Kennedy at first base, drawing a 2-out walk. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Lindsay to Daugherty. Now misses high for a ball. Now deuces wild to Ian Daugherty. 2-2 pitch coming. Two outs to Daugherty. Lindsay sets and fires. That one's outside. Now the count runs full again. Second straight batter with a full count. And this could continue the inning. Is now it's going to be a pinch runner at first base for Canada. Will Brown running at first base. So Will Brown's going to replace Aiden Canada now. So that's done for Aiden Canada. He gets on. Now Will Brown running at first. That's a lot more speed on the base paths. Daugherty can get a hold of one here. Payoff pitch coming to Daugherty with two outs. Will Brown's going to take off on this pitch. Fires. That one misses high. That's another walk. Back-to-back walks issued by Lindsay. And now you have Brown and Daugherty on. Second time Daugherty's reached today, despite not recording a hit. And now Maddox Mikolajkis steps in. He's 0-for-2 today. But runs at first and second with two outs is now Logan Poteet's going to go talk to his pitcher, Andrew Lindsay. Mikolajkis hasn't had a hit since Sunday. Struggling in this series against Kingsport. Drew a walk against Pulaski, but was gunned out at second base. Hasn't ground out. That scored a run also against the River Turtles earlier this week. But has yet to record a hit. Can record a big-time hit to the outfield here and get some insurance runs for the Fly Boys. Two outs after Lindsay, after having a phenomenal outing, has walked his last two batters. Mikolajkis steps in with two outs, runs at first and second, and a one-run lead for the Fly Boys in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch from Lindsay, misses high for a ball 1-0, and Lindsay, kind of wild right now, does not want to issue a third straight walk. That also is a season high in walks for Lindsay. He walked zero batters in one inning of work against Greenville the last time he played against the Fly Boys, and then walked one batter against Pulaski back on July 24th. Has struck out six today. The tie is season high. Right? Small sample size, but Lindsay has done well as of late. 1-0 pitch coming from Lindsay to Max Mikolajkis. Fires it, 1-0, and that one swung on this, 1-1. Good breaking ball there to get Mikolajkis to swing at it. Big time hit from Mikolajkis can put the Fly Boys up by at least two, possibly more. With Daugherty and now Will Brown at second base. Daugherty at first base after a pair of walks. Canada drew that walk and was replaced by Will Brown. 1-1 pitch. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Mikolajkis doesn't like the call, but it just snuck in there at the last minute. Now 1-2. Lindsay had 1-2 counts, however, on the last two batters he faced and walked them both. Would be big time if Lindsay can get his seventh strikeout of the evening and avoid any damage being done by the Fly Boys offense here. 1-2 pitch. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Poteet. That's a heck of a block, and that's probably the biggest play of the game so far for the Kingsport defense. That one gets by. Both runners are in scoring position. As it's 2-2. Walk here makes it a full count for the third straight batter after Lindsay hadn't seen a single batter reach a 3-2 count in the first 5 2/3 innings of the game. 2-2 pitch coming to Mikolajkis from Lindsay. Misses outside, now full count again. Third straight batter have a full count. And Lindsay in danger of walking his third straight batter. Both runners going to take off on this pitch. Walk would load the bases, and with Jack Aurelio as a single tonight, that could be very dangerous. Payoff pitch coming from Lindsay to Mikolajkis with two outs. Payoff pitch. Runners go. That one's hit towards center field. Peterson will look for it. Watches it. Go off the wall. One run is in. Rounding third's Daugherty. Mikolajkis to second. How about that for your first hit this week? A two RBI double, and the Fly Boys extend their lead. Hadn't had a hit since last Sunday, and Mikolajkis comes in clutch. A two RBI double extends this flyboy lead to 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth, and that's going to do it for Andrew Lindsay. Lindsay had a heck of an outing, but the error by Peterson in that inning where he walks back-to-back batters with two outs, I've given the Flyboys now the lead. Tell you about the new arm for the Axemen. Flyboys now up 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Flyboys broadcasting network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Flyboys now up 4-1 after Maddox Mikolajkis' two RBI double, his first hit in a week. And it brings on two more runs for the Flyboys as Will Shelton will come in relief. Give it up for Andrew Lindsay. Had a great outing in those last two innings. Went 5 2/3 of an inning. Gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. Walked 2 and struck out 6 and hit 1 batter. But it's the error by Peterson and the 2 walks here with 2 outs. And then on a 3-2 count, Max Mikolajkis hits 1 towards center field. 2. Keep the inning alive as Jack O'Reilly steps in, single his last time up, and now you'll wonder, another hit here would extend the lead for the Flyboys. Up 4-1 with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Will Shelton, the future LMU rail splitter, steps in. He is 1 2/3 innings pitch, going to have 3 hits, 1 run. So walked the batter and struck out 1 this season in limited action. Just his third appearance of the year out of the pen. First pitch missed for a ball, 1-0. Shelton will pitch in again this ballpark as an away member again later on this year. So he goes to LMU out of the South Atlantic Conference. They play in the same league as Tusculum. 1-0 pitch from Shelton to O'Reilly. Finds the corner for a strike, 1-1. Big time plays by Bishop and by Mikolajkis. That's why the Flyboys have come back from down 1-0 up 4-1. Can they close it out? They had a lead late in both games early in the series. That one's in there for strike 1-2. If both those games were 7-inning games, the Flyboys maybe win those. Now, one of those, they took a lead in the 9th inning and lost. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Jack O'Reilly from Will Shelton. Looking to get out of the inning after Mikolajkis' 2 RBI double. 1-2 pitch. That one's chopped over to third, handled by the third baseman, fires the first in time. That ends the inning, so Shelton does his job to get out of the 6th inning. Flyboys now have a cushion, up by 3 runs. Brian Yetter going out to complete this one. Let's see if the Marist Red Fox can do so. Flyboys up 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning here on 7th Inning Sunday on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Up U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Ryan Yetter in to close this one out for the Flyboys. Looking to get the complete game of victory in a seven-inning ball game. Flyboys up 4-1 after a clutch two-out, two RBI double by Max Mikolaikis. As Kendall Diggs steps in, Diggs has a double today but was stranded there to end the second inning after Yetter got a strikeout. He has six this evening. Boys up 4-1. It'll be Diggs, White, and Poteet. I'm always looking to clinch the season series. That one's in there for a strike 0-1. Yetter goes the distance here. He will be the second straight Flyboy to go all seven innings of a seven-inning Sunday and get the win. Finwall did last week in a 1-0 win. That one's hit toward Gleed, handles it, no, bobbles it, picks it up, fires the first, just in time, and that's a good recovery from Gleed to get the out. You held your breath a little bit if you're the Flyboys there, as Flyboy errors helped the Axemen earlier in this series, but good recovery by Dub Gleed, and now there's one away for Maze White, who has a strikeout and a ground out. And for the last time, we may see my beautiful face over on the Pioneer Park scoreboard. Maze White steps in, you know, his profile pitcher. Let's see if he can make the profile pitcher proud in this one. That one's in the dirt for a ball 1-0. 1-0 pitch coming from Yetter to Maze White. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kingsport needs to score three runs to extend the game. That one finds scoring strikes on 1-1. Kingsport's done so ad nauseum this year if you're the Flyboys. Not a fan of this Kingsport offense. It was exploded, but you held in check. That one's hit down the third baseline. Handled by O'Reilly. Fires the first just in time. What a play by Jack O'Reilly. That is a big-time play by the third baseman. And all of a sudden, the Axemen are down to their final out here in the seventh inning as Logan Poteet steps in. He has a strikeout, drew a walk in the fifth, but was out on a fielder's choice. Poteet looks to come through. You got to score three runs with two outs now if you're the Axemen to extend this ball game. First pitch from Yetter. Swung on and missed, though, and one. Yetter looking for the complete game victory. He's gone 6-2 first. Going to three hits, one run, walked three, and struck out six. Love to end it with seven strikeouts. Win here ends the Flyboys' four-game losing streak. That one's chopped toward O'Reilly. O'Reilly scoops it up, fires it first, and Tom, ball game over, Flyboys win! Brian Yetter goes the distance, and thanks to some great defensive plays by Jack O'Reilly, Dub Gleed, Max Mikolaikis, and heck, even Brian Yetter himself. The Flyboys take the season series from the Kingsport Axemen in their four-game losing streak, and Kingsport will go another season without tasting victory at Pioneer Park. Wild ball game, a defensive ball game that takes just under 2 hours. The Flyboys get the win 4-1. What a ball game. Big time hits from David Bishop and Max Mikolaikis give the Flyboys the victory here at Pioneer Park on 7-inning Sunday. Well, great win for the Flyboys to close out this week, or to start this week, how you look at it, and to end their four-game losing streak. Fly Boys back at 25-26. They take the season series over the Kingsport Axemen. And, folks, told you earlier, this was my last game in the booth for the Greenville Fly Boys. As the Fly Boys season will roll on without me. As Joseph Bonato will take over the reins beginning on Monday for the final week of the season. He's a heck of a guy. He's going to be a heck of a broadcaster from the University of Tennessee. And he's going to do a great job. An offer position in Lubbock, Texas at Lubbock Christian University as an assistant SID. And that's one of those where, because of the season starting early, got to get out of town, got to go on, move in. Everything's arranged. But got to thank Mick Gillespie for the opportunity. First, for placing me here in Greenville. Now, I thank Brandon Buscart and Kat Foster, GM and assistant GM here at Greenville. And also got to thank Maria Mueller, the trainer for the Fly Boys. She was here last year and actually recommended me for the job when the position came open all the way back in February. And, you know, it's been a fun year, been fun to, you know, riding a lot. It's been a lot of travel. It's been a lot of hard work. Not a whole lot of days off, of course, in summer ball. But it's been a lot of fun to watch these kids grow and develop and play. Really all over the Appy League, not just in Greenville. Seen some great players from all over this league play at their highest ability, and they have done a fantastic job. So that's it for me with the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Broadcast will continue, and they will continue tomorrow night at 7 o'clock when the Fly Boys head to Elizabethton to take on the Elizabethton River Riders. You can find the broadcast at flyboysbaseball.com. Once again, thank y'all so much for tuning in this season for one final time. This is Richard Martin signing off, saying stay safe, have a great night, and go Fly Boys. See you tomorrow.